welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh?
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
That's right.
Well, it might be Josh if Lena Dunham were involved. She seems to just have sex with anyone.
It might be Josh. Yeah, has she...
She banged that cokehead dude.
The drug addict guy.
We just jumped right into it this time. That's the fastest we've ever hopped into our actual topic, which, for those of you who haven't been able to figure it out by now, is tiny furniture. No, it's Girls. It's Girls, the only thing Lena Dunham's directed that anyone's actually seen.
I've seen Tiny Furniture.
You watched it?
Mm-hmm.
After Girls came out?
Yeah.
What did you think? Was it good?
It was okay. It was like a little bit slow moving.
It was like slow moving, low budget, wouldn't have given this person a TV show, Girls.
If I controlled TV shows, I have no idea what I would do, Josh.
If you saw Tiny Furniture?
That's like a different lifetime.
That's why Judd Apatow controls TV in that year, because Judd Apatow saw the gold in it.
Yeah, that's the one reason that Judd Apatow is more powerful than me, because he saw Tiny Furniture before me.
Well, he just saw the potential.
Mm-hmm. Versus me, who has all the power and possibility.
Let me give you some advice, kid.
Be Judd Apatow.
Be Judd Apatow.
Try to take that into effect.
No, so Girls, you like the show?
I like the
show. Who doesn't like the show?
Lots of people on the internet.
A lot of people.
Making their voices heard.
Anyone who's offended by Lena Dunham's excessive nudity.
And people who
They should add an extra warning at the beginning of the show on HBO. You know, it warns you the like nudity.
Mm-hmm.
They should have nudity and also Lena Dunham naked.
In this special episode, we're going to be keeping a tally of the sexist things Josh says, and bing! We've just hit our first one. All right.
Why is that sexist?
Why is saying that Lena Dunham needs her own...
Look, no, I'm all about, you know, Lena Dunham, power to her, being naked on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of naked. Mm-hmm. Do we need that much naked? It's distracting.
I'm sorry. When we talk about Game of Thrones, I don't feel like I hear anything about too much nudity.
Girls is the only show where the executive...
In fact, during Sex and the City, we didn't mention this either.
Girls is the only show where the executives at HBO are like, can we have a little less nudity in this show?
And we are at 3, you guys. I'm taking a physical tally because I don't think we're going to be able to keep track of it in our
Come
heads.
Come on, these jokes are good.
They're...
Look, if I was naked on a TV show all the time, they'd be like, Josh, we need you to stop being naked.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be sexist? Would it be sexist if everyone was talking on radio shows about how I had to be less naked in my TV show, Robin?
Well, there's really no, there's very rare male nudity in, Hollywood, so we really don't have the opportunity to know what it would be like.
Lena Dunham changing, you know, Lena Dunham's doing a lot to change that.
Yeah. And we're at 4. Great. And by the way, this is also the number of times that I want to shoot you in the head. So
you're going to shoot me in the head 4 times. One should do the trick.
Nope.
If I don't die, I'll at least be unable to make sexist jokes anymore.
It's not how many I feel like I would want to.
One, and I'm unable to make Lena Dunham jokes anymore.
Uh-huh. So, pretty much, have no comments. Feel like what you want this podcast to be is a train of you making these comments and me defending them and you laughing at that. So I don't know what you want me to do.
They're just good jokes.
Sexist jokes, yes, they're just sexist jokes. We've established this.
We're really well constructed sexist jokes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna keep a tally on how many anti-Semitic jokes
that's fair.
We make today.
That's a fair comment. So alright, well, what do you want to do first?
Not Lena Dunham.
5.
Yes.
We took a break because after that comment, we got into a heated debate that ended us getting into a really serious fight. So we stopped recording. And much was said about sexism, nothing was accomplished. I consoled myself by photoshopping Josh's face onto Lena Dunham, which will be this week's image.
By nothing was resolved, we mean HBO has renewed Lena Dunham's contract in Girls.
I'll be keeping the sexist comment tally throughout the podcast as a closed note, and so listeners at home, you can guess how many. We're at 5 right now.
Wait, that one I just didn't count at all? Wouldn't that be six?
That her thing got renewed?
Yeah, that was saying.
How is that sexist?
I don't know. I felt like I was still referencing it.
If you want me to count that, we can count that.
I'm trying to break a record here.
Okay. No way that's going to happen. You have all of human history behind you. All right, so why don't we start it off avoiding Lena in all her glory, where you just ask me one.
Oh, man. You know, really, there's another situation where there's actually a lot more guys to talk about than girls.
Yeah.
I guess the one I'm maybe most interested in your answer to is Lena Dunham's, like, boyfriend from the first season, ex-boyfriend in this season.
Oh, yeah, Adam is his name, right?
Adam, yes.
Adam is a definite no for me.
A definite no.
Like, I was never attracted
to
him.
Yeah, I could never see you hooking up with someone who talked to you like that.
No, it would not happen.
You can't even hook up with someone who talks about Lena Dunham like that.
No. Yeah. Nor can I engage in a civil podcast with them.
Nor could you hook up with someone you've seen hook up with Lena Dunham.
You're gonna watch my pencil. You're gonna know the count.
Do you need a new one yet? Or are you out of lead?
Oh my god. Let's go to the store in the middle of this. I mean, like, his personality in the show is terrible. I mean, it's like Andy is that whole... He's weird. I don't even really have a grip for, like, what type of person he's supposed to be like.
I've always liked him, but from a distance.
Yeah, like, would you be friends with him?
I'm too into myself to really hang out with someone else that's...
It could be, like, your weird friend.
That about himself.
Right?
What? Would you... My weird friend?
that type of weird friend. Like, I could see you knowing that dude. I could definitely see that dude coming to stay on our couch for a week, unannounced, just shows up. Josh likes to bring his friends here.
What dude have I allowed to stay on our couch for a week that's been that weird?
All of them.
In particularly John Levy?
John Levy, no. John Levy graduated from law school. He has to be, he's not that type of weird.
There's one. There's only one that I can think of that, like... Well, no, okay. I guess I could see how you would dislike some of them. But one of the ones I'm thinking that you're thinking of that's like that you had sex with. Yeah. The main one that I'm thinking of that you're considering similar to Adam from Girls is the one that you banged.
One, your friend is hotter than the actor. And two...
That actor is in way better shape than my friend.
Have you seen
and
that
he was
friend?
Taller.
Have you seen that friend naked? You don't know anything about the actor. And also, I would never go out with that guy.
Just...
He was just staying in the apartment. It was very convenient. Extremely convenient. Tip to the listeners.
I've also seen weirder, grosser-looking dudes that you've been interested in.
Weirder in different ways. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I'm into normal people. But, like, Adam's not funny. He's weird.
I guess that's true.
He has a one-man show.
Poor Adam. He's always...
And he's, like, obsessive and stuff?
He is obsessive. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite scenes from this season of Girls is definitely when he got arrested.
That's very sad. I just
it,
felt
it
upset.
Was, it was sad, but it was just an amazing scene.
I feel like, actually, out of all the characters in the show... I feel like I've met versions of, like, all of those people, but I haven't ever met someone like him.
I feel like I've been versions of all of those people.
Of all the guys?
Mm-hmm. That's what I've always found very interesting about the girl. And, you know, one of the thing that I found very interesting about all that show is that I feel like I've met all the girls and been all the guys.
Yeah. I just feel like I feel like I've met all the girls and been into all the guys. Except Adam,
except
I guess.
Except Adam.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm curious about you. What about Shoshana, the young one, the Jewish one, who's now going out with a tall guy?
The virgin?
Yeah, the ex-virgin.
David Mamet's daughter?
I don't know any of those words besides daughter.
David Mamet's like one of the foremost playwrights of the 21st century.
Oh, interesting. Mm. Now, prelude to this question, Shoshana, the character, is like... almost every girl at Emory University.
Okay.
Jewish, boring, no sense of humor. I mean, except the versions of Emory would never move to New York City.
I'm gonna have to, like, be honest about this girl. Because what's interesting is, like, when you watch her in the show, I, like, really like her.
Okay.
You know?
And just because, like, she's really nice, you mean?
Because she's, like, this nice, sweet, innocent, like, real girl who, like, I really like in the show. Knowing her, though, and meeting her, like, as a character in the show, I'd probably, like, freak out about the fact that I don't think I would be that into her and that she would be really clingy, especially as, like, you know, decently attractive Jewish male.
Do you think she... Oh, you.
Me. Me,
Do you
myself.
Think she's attractive?
I do, but, you know...
Because to me, she's very plain.
She is very plain, and she really plays the virgin girl really well.
Yeah.
That, like, I mean, definitely, like the, just that girl that just exudes virgin... Who like, you would find attractive and have sex with if she wasn't, like, so desperate to have sex.
Yeah. Like, I can't imagine, like, walking into a bar and, like, anyone's eyes going to her.
But I really like her relationship with the homeless dude.
But that's why I don't think that it's realistic at all. I don't buy that relationship.
Really? Why
There's
not?
There's no way, because, like...
Which part don't you buy?
That he would be into her.
But he doesn't have a home, and she provides that.
But he also said that he loved her. And he also chose to sleep with her in the first place. Like,
he's a weird dude, too.
But he's also... That dude, Adam, has a train of pussy just constantly...
You think so?
That character, yes, he's charismatic. He's, like, really funny. He is good-looking. He walks around Manhattan and is single and works as a coffee store.
I don't have a train of women following me around, and you basically just described me.
Well, maybe you're 6 inches taller and a professional comedian.
6 inches taller? What do you think, I'm a fucking midget?
He's very tall. He's super tall.
That guy's not, like, super tall. That guy's, like, 6 feet. Guy's, like, 3 or 4 inches taller than me.
He could
most.
Be 6'2".
What?
He could be 6'2".
I want to look it up. I bet you I'm almost ready to guess he's not even taller than me.
He's 29 years
ready
old.
Ready for some dead air time.
His name is Adam Driver. He was born in San Bernardino. No, he lives or born. Oh, no, born in San Bernardino County. Oh, he went to Juilliard. That's fancy.
No. Adam Driver is the wrong guy. That guy's really tall. Adam Driver is the...
Oh, that's Adam. I'm talking about Alex Karpovsky. That's right. No, he is older. Yeah, he was in Filmmakers Magazine's 25.
Alex Karpovsky. Where can I find
his height? I don't think we're
going
to find... Unless it's on IMDb, we're not going to find it. But anyway, that guy would... never stop getting girls. There's no, I just don't feel like it's not believable. Like, Alex Karpovsky, that character, basically represents
just
every guy.
Just
because
you're
I'm
really
interested.
Into him.
But, like, do you...
Would you be into him if you knew he was homeless?
But he wasn't homeless, right? Like, this is recent. He just stopped paying rent.
You know who else stopped paying rent for a while?
Hobos?
No, the guy he had sex with on our couch.
Oh my god. I did not, for the record, I didn't have sex with him on our couch.
No, but the guy that was on our couch that you had sex with.
Well, he wasn't on our couch when I had sex with him. Yeah, Ray. Ray would be, get so much action. Do you think that the character, I mean, I guess yes, because I feel like every guy I've had a crush on in my life is like the character of Ray Pushkansky. Ugh, I cannot say that name. But you've never even... looked at me for even half of a second. So do you think that a girl like Shoshana is more desirable to that personality type?
I just don't understand why you think this guy is killing it, other than he's a character on a TV show. Like, I see Alex Karpovsky. Girls Alex Karpovsky is crushing mad.
But they have the same personality,
but,
right?
But real Alex Karpovsky, who is, like, working in a coffee store, is maybe doing better than me.
But he has the same personality in real life as he does on the show. So, like, okay. If he has, like, a super charismatic comedian personality, they can pick up girls.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Like, yes.
Why are you trying to identify with this character so much? Is
I'm not,
question.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying he doesn't, cut like scream, I bang lots of girls to me.
Well.
Other than he's, like, a star of a show.
But I guess, like, okay, so here's how I view it. In the TV show, he's, like, the person who could be the star of a show, but just happens to be working at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
I mean, think about your friends that got the most action. Were they unlike him?
Yeah.
Who were they? What were they like?
I mean, I knew a guy. I actually knew a guy who was a lot like him. And yeah, he did all right with girls, but he didn't, like, kill it.
In what ways was he like him?
I mean, he had that Holden Caulfield thing going on.
I don't know what that is.
Holden Caulfield, Catcher in the Rye. Never read a Catcher in the Rye?
I've seen it, the cover, like, a lot of times.
In the white cover instead of Catcher in the
keep
Rye?
Keep on that cover, will just show up, and you're not looking for a book.
All right.
I read the first chapter. He gets on a train. He, like, ditches school. You're supposed to feel bad for him or something.
Yeah, like Alex Karpovsky.
I don't know. I can't. Fuck that guy. He had too many ties for me to feel bad for him. He, oh, my parents don't like me. I think I read it too late. I tried to read it too late.
It's a great book. You should read
that
it.
That guy wouldn't have fucked me, so I stopped the book. I was like, you know, this guy look at me and be like, ugly. Do you like, think
Alex Karpovsky would? Do you think his character in Girls would?
No. Which is why I'm confused.
Which girl on Girls do you identify the most with?
I mean, it has to be Lena, right?
Because I'm the other ones are terrible. I'm with you a lot. You're not naked nearly that often.
No. But, I mean, none of them is the answer, right? Like, I applied to, like, 18 schools for college, and out of all of them, Oberlin was my least favorite. And they all went to Oberlin. And she went to Oberlin.
Is that where they went to in the show?
In real life, too, yeah.
Except Lena went to NYU.
I thought she went to Oberlin.
Did she? I thought she went to NYU.
Oberlin. Oberlin was, like, the 70s never stopped happening. It was the worst. I cannot, unless you want to like get a serious degree in classical music, do not go to Oberlin College, young listeners. The way their campus is organized is all of these different types of living zone that were all done by ethnic group, because in the 70s that was like cool if they had enough Asian people in your college to be like China House, you can come live at China House. And they had, like, African House and, like, all this bullshit. And then, but it just seemed fucking backwards. It's like, why would you have segregated living, even if it's optional? And everyone, oh, God, I went to a fucking poetry slam when I was there. You know how, like, poetry slams are the worst. How many poetry slams have you been to, Josh?
How many poetry slams have I been to? Yeah. More than I wanted to.
How many? Because that's any amount.
Did I ever tell you the story about the time I went to, I went on a date with this girl that went to Harvard, and she took me to the Harvard Club for this guy's like piano recital that went to Harvard.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I kind of like this girl. I was interested in going to this thing. She also at the time, like, I was living in New York, and she like was staying with somebody in New Jersey, so she had to like take a train to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, because she wasn't staying with me that night. And I go to this piano recital. I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm just like, I'll go to this thing.
Just a date?
Yeah, it was like we'd like gone out like twice, and she invited me to go to this piano recital thing with her. So we go, and we're like sitting like right dead in like the center of the room, like really hard to escape. And this guy's playing, and I'm like, all right, so we'll deal with this for an hour, and then I'll leave. So that goes on for 1 hour, and it's like not ending. So I'm like, oh, is it gonna go on like another half hour? So I'm like, all right. So like another half hour goes by. It's still the guy's like continues going, and I'm like, all right. So like another half hour could not possibly go past another half hour. Like another half hour goes on. It's still going. Like 20 more minutes goes by. She gets up. She's like, I have to go. And she like runs out of the room. Like scoots real awkwardly through the room and like leaves. And makes it feel like extra uncomfortable about like getting up to leave, because everyone's like looking at her going. And it's like, do it now, Josh, or don't do it. And I didn't do it. I just let her go. And she went.
Why? What was like pushing you towards stay?
Just like the awkwardness of like getting up in the room. And she was just like running to the train station. She wasn't even like looking for me to come take her to the train station. She just got up because she had to go. And like I sat there and I'm like, oh, I'll just fucking sit through the rest of this. And then another like hour and 15 minutes go by. And this guy is like standing up in the back, like spinning his arm heavy, like you got to wrap it up. And he goes, and this is my favorite part. He looks at me and goes, I'm getting the sign that I need to wrap things up here. So I'll play about 4 or 5 more tunes for you and then get out of here.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Do any of you people really want to continue to listen to him play piano?
Can't you just fall asleep?
Maybe I was watching A Genius and I didn't even know it. Maybe this was like the next big thing on Broadway.
Okay, while you're telling that story, I looked up the bullshit Overland houses. I want to tell you, they have African Heritage House, Asia House. I wasn't even wrong. I remember those two correctly after like 7 years. French House, German House, Hebrew Heritage House, Russian House, Spanish House, Substance Free, Third World House. That sounds great to live in Women and Trans Collective, whatever, that's different. But the thing is that it's fucked up to have fucking segregated housing. I don't care if you're trying to say it's cute or whatever. Can you imagine how annoying the white person is that chooses to live at Africa House? Are there any black people in Africa House? There's a bunch of white people living in Africa House.
No, there's definitely. They have to accept a certain number of black people at Overland.
But would you want to go live in African House?
If you're black?
If you're one of the three people at Overland that's black, would you want to go live in Africa House?
Well, there's only like 10 people at Overland.
All I'm saying is that a lot of bullshit. There's a lot of bullshit at Overland. Don't go. So I can't really
tell you. How do you know so much about Overland?
Because I visited there on this weekend for like 3 days and they trapped me and I hated it.
Did you stay at Africa House?
No. No, I put my foot in there.
You stayed halfway between Africa House and America House?
That's right. I had to go in between. Well, okay, well, what? This is a kind of loaded question, but I'll allow myself to ask it to you. What girl do you think I'm most like?
You're definitely not like Jessup's, like the one that got married,
right? The free spirit one. Yeah,
definitely nothing like her at all.
Okay.
Jessup is hot, but but I feel like he did kind of nail her in that last episode that they had together.
Yeah, she nailed him, but like at the end of the day, it didn't matter because like he has more money, right? Like that was a lesson.
I mean, he has more money, and it's just like when I watched them get married, I was like, why are you doing this? And really, the only excuse for why she's doing this is because he's a rich guy and not because she has anything in common with him, which really does make her kind of a whore.
But then why is he doing it?
Because he's just like, because he's got a boner.
But he could have a boner, but like, and he was saying that he goes to all those whores. It's gross.
Yeah. I see some of Marnie in you, but I like you a lot more than I like Marnie.
Yeah, come on. Let's give me more credit than that.
Just like in a certain way.
Just like a little bit uptight, but like, not as bad as her.
Like, yeah, like a little bit, but you're, you know.
Like, let's put it this way. If Marnie lived in this apartment, you would have killed
Marnie
yourself.
Marnie would not live in it. Marnie lived in this apartment, Marnie might have killed herself.
I would, okay, fine. I would give myself half Marnie, half Hannah.
Yeah. Half Marnie, half Hannah. Because you have jokes like Hannah.
I have jokes like Hannah. I'm not showing my tits like Hannah. See, I have the not showing tits of Marnie. But the jokes of Hannah. That's a perfectly fine combination. Happy with
that. You have never been into that artist guy.
See, I have less bullshit than Marnie.
Right.
Has.
Well. Then again, that certain someone who stayed on our couch reminds me of so many of the fucking people on that show.
You would have sex with Marnie.
No wonder everyone wants to have sex with this guy because he's so many of them, and I guess like I just see the worst qualities in both of them.
All I'm saying is that if you have the responsibility, this dude, responsibility of an Asian person, and the danger of a tattoo, which he had some of, combined, it's like you feel safe because he's, how bad could he be? He's Asian. But he still has those tattoos, so it feels like you're adventuring.
A dangerous.
Yeah.
That's all I need is some tattoos. A girl at work told me she'd be more attracted to me if I got a lip ring. I tried to imagine the shockwaves of laughter that would permeate through the building I work at the day I walked into.
And every building you ever walked into.
Any building I walked into. Well, no, people that had never met me before would see me and be like, whoa, that guy's edgy. Look at his lip ring.
It'd be good for your magic.
But anyone
career.
That knew me would just like literally they'd see me and then their pants would just soak with urine from how hard they were laughing. if I got a lip ring.
If he,
how would you handle, like, what would be the way you would handle me having a lip ring? As my roommate, nothing changed about me. Nothing else.
Do you give me warning?
I'm still as messy. I still, like, make as many jokes. I'm still just as sexist. and I have a lip ring.
So I just walk in and you have it.
And I'm naked.
And you're naked. So
I say Lena Dunham inspired me.
I'm spraying mace all over your face. And I'm like taking a few bricks and throwing them at you from afar.
No, but seriously, I just have a lip ring.
Okay. I would, one, think it was fake. So I'd probably just try to get you to like take it off.
Then how would you react after I was bleeding all over the apartment?
I mean, no, I would try to be nice to you. Like, it's like we can joke as long as we want to, but like at the end of the day, I would try to be nice about it. I'd be like, oh, that's interesting.
Okay, but you would make fun of me a bunch.
Later?
But like, you wouldn't make fun of me right away?
What if I had like dyed my hair pink or something? You would try to be nice, and then a week later,
let me just ask you a question.
Yeah.
You know me pretty well.
Okay.
Would I try to be nice?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, you're not a monster, Josh.
No, I'm not a monster.
If I had dyed my hair pink and I was like, oh, do you like it? The first thing out of your mouth would be something trying to be nice. You would give it
I think
a
I
while.
Would give you an honest response.
You'd be like,
but no, I would tactfully.
Because, Josh,
I've
seen you when I've been upset before. When I've been crying over school and stuff, and you would know that you'd, like, break my heart if you, like, just start smashing on my new hair. So you'd, like, look at the ground, and you'd, like, be really quiet, and be like, oh, that's really interesting. And then you'd leave.
All right, but here's a question. Do you think I would be able to say it in a way where you didn't know I thought
no.
your pink hair was
no,
stupid?
No, just like I couldn't possibly pretend your lip ring wasn't an idiot.
You would walk in and start laughing.
No.
Because you'd think it was fake at first, then
yeah,
you find out it was real. And
I would think
real,
it was fake.
You'd feel real bad about all your laughter.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd think I was wearing a pink wig.
If I just had a neck tattoo.
A neck tattoo? No, that. I would think it was all magic tricks, Josh.
I have a tattoo.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. No cemetery for you?
No, I tattooed a ruler on my penis.
Oh my god.
It goes from centimeters to inches.
That'd be a good tattoo if you really wanted to lie to someone about how big your dick was. There's a ruler right here, baby.
No, but wouldn't that be cool though if it went from like centimeters to inches?
I don't know if dicks convert like that. It's not just you don't go from England to America when you get hard.
Mine does. and I have one. If I ever went to prison, I want to get a tattoo that's like a prison tattoo in prison that says I went to prison and all I got was this stinking tattoo.
If you go to prison, you'll be killed immediately. You'll walk into the door. You'll probably be hit by a car because they'll just know that you're the end of you is coming.
Oh man, would I be killed immediately?
Immediately. Would Jeez. You? No, maybe. Oh my God, no! You could entertain them with magic. You would do magic for them and win the favor of them all.
Don't. They'd still rape me. Don't Jews have like
next
a special
trick? My butthole will disappear.
Don't Jews have like a special prison they get to go to?
No.
We have to go to the same one. That's really just not.
Well, there is, but you have to take a train there, and they don't open the door.
Prison is really unfair. You know, because like. Prison is really unfair for the people that shouldn't have been criminals. The people that are, like, good at being criminals, like, prison's a great place for them. But the people that, like, accidentally commit crime...
Well, it's a good thing you're not in the position to launder any money, because it's the only crime you could commit.
It's just, like, you know, I could probably... Because, like, you know, if you think about it, the only two places, like, for protection in prison are, like, the... Aryan race and the Muslim Brotherhood, and there's no like faking it in the Muslim Brotherhood.
Why? You could believe that.
You think I could walk into prison? This is Josh Edelman.
You don't have to go first day. You can convert. They understand.
I should convert before I go to prison.
Yeah, you'll know for like a week.
It's just like
some knowledge.
It's like, listen, guys, I gotta convert to Muslim. I'm going to prison. Need some protection.
Okay. So at the end of the day, would you think you'd marry someone like Shoshana? So you do kind of like her, but you wouldn't like her in real life.
Shoshana.
The Jewish one, the virgin, the one we've been talking about.
Could I marry someone like Shoshana?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She's too boring.
I'd get bored.
She doesn't have anything going on.
I feel like I could marry someone like Lena Dunham, sort of. If there were certain... key differences.
I mean, to me, she just looks plain. She doesn't look like a monster.
She just needs to be a little bit. She just needs to be a little bit more attractive for me.
She just looks like a regular person. What can I do?
You, I know that you could like somebody and not find them attractive enough.
Yeah. So.
So that's how I feel about Lena Dunham.
I'm not saying you have to want to fuck Lena Dunham, but to me, she just looks like boring. Like, you think if you saw her all... Like, don't you think... Do you think you're getting any of the TV
Can I ask you another question? Can I ask you another question?
Okay.
People that you're not attracted to, do you just want to see them walking around with their shirts off in TV constantly?
I don't know. It's just, like, struggle.
I mean, let's say... Let's say on Seinfeld, Newman was just always had his shirt off.
That's the funniest thing that could... It's the only thing that make that show better.
Every day, every episode, but Newman's just got his shirt off. You're just watching a show where Ted Knight... Would you watch a show where Ted Knight's just shirt was always off?
Who's Ted Knight?
The guy that played Newman.
That's his name?
I believe so.
That's, like, an amazing name.
Ted Knight?
I thought you were talking about the person on, like, Night Boat.
No. Ted Knight is an actor who is in Caddyshack. I'm going to look up the Seinfeld guy's name because I'm blanking on it.
And Jurassic Park guy? I'm so sad. I don't know.
Wayne Knight, not Ted Knight.
That's almost better.
Wayne Knight?
Newman's name is Wayne Knight?
Wayne Knight. Would you do Newman?
I mean, with the name Wayne Knight, who
would you do? Would you do Wayne Knight?
No.
No?
No, but it's not fair to compare. Newman is much more of an unattractive male than Lena Dunham. If you want to compare pounds to pounds of overweightness, it's like 20 versus 200. That's not fair.
That was maybe a little unfair. But I'm just trying... I was just trying to pick someone I knew you weren't attracted to physically.
Right. I mean, who do you... Okay, let's say this. Like, who do you think is a guy who's on TV who's as attractive as... Like, if Lena Dunham were to turn to a guy, what guy would she be?
Me.
And you're the next Woody Allen, right? So you wouldn't do
Woody
yourself.
Woody Allen.
She doesn't look like Woody Allen.
No, but I'm just saying, like, Woody Allen's, like, I think a comparable level of physical attractiveness. How would you handle, like, Woody Allen, like, constantly naked?
There's just something so hilarious about that.
Yeah, but do you want to watch it?
I don't know. I feel like I've seen him without a shirt on.
Aren't you, like, aren't there, yeah, but, you know, it's not, just without a shirt on is not naked.
I don't know how I'd react to Woody Allen's D, Josh, as you're asking me. That's a mysterious question.
You're saying there's a slight bit of terror that would rush through you right before Woody Allen.
On the other
naked.
Hand, he
there's has... more terror that would rush through you before Woody Allen got naked than rushes through me before I watch an episode of Girls.
But Woody Allen has banged some of the hottest people on the planet, so I mean, over it.
And Lena Dunham was banging Patrick Wilson in the last episode of Girls.
You say Dunham, but it's just Dunham.
Dunham. Lena Dunham was banging Patrick Wilson in the last episode of Girls.
Yeah, but in real life, Woody Allen has banged so much puss.
And in real life, Lena Dunham's banging that musician dude.
Is she in a relationship?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Do you think he cheats on her?
I don't know anything about him.
Lena Dunham's boyfriend.
And it's like a long time? I mean, she just looks... plain to me. Do you really think she's that ugly? Like,
Jack Antonoff.
You think that she's, like, ugly? She's not just...
No, I actually think she's... Plain. I actually think she's pretty... I actually, like, find myself somewhat attracted to her when I do watch Girls, just because of how... Just because she made Girls, and I think that's a great show, and I'm attracted to anyone who can make that.
Right, so I feel like she doesn't... Doesn't she get that?
She wins points, but in Girls... She's not the creator of Girls.
Right.
In Girls, she's the girl that would eventually create Girls.
Yeah. She's just like her 4 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend's fine. He looks whatever. She has all those tattoos. Are you generally anti-tattoo? What if you were attracted to a girl?
I don't like her tattoos. I'm not anti-tattoo. I just don't like her tattoos.
What tattoos would you like?
Well, I've dated girls that had tattoos before. Mm-hmm. I never had a problem with any of their tattoos. Hers are just like, It just looks like this dirty blotch on her arm.
She has a lot of tattoos.
I know, but I just feel like they're not that artistically thought out.
I mean, if you're going to date any of the girls, it would have to be Elena, right? In the show.
Yes, but yeah. I probably wouldn't end up dating any of the girls on the show.
Right,
you probably... Well, no, put it this way. I wouldn't date some of the girls on the show, and some of the girls on the show wouldn't date me.
Would you want to... You're talking about Jessa? You would want to date Jessa? You don't want to date Jessa. I'd want to
have sex with Jessa.
Right.
She's so hot.
You might be able to.
Jessa's really? Definitely the now, most attractive.
Now, to me, I don't see that. She Jessa... also just looks regular. Marnie is the hottest one, right? She's very pretty.
Yeah, Marnie... no, I think Jessa's prettier. I'm more attracted to Jessa.
But that's just because she's crazy.
I just think she's sexier. I don't know. I'm just more attracted to her on the whole. If there was any one of them that I wanted to have sex with, it's Jessa. I guess Marnie would be second. Marnie's personality really turns me off on the show
you
a lot.
You hate Marnie the most. That's what her whole thing is being terrible.
She's so terrible.
Oh, yeah, Jessa had a baby in real life. She was pregnant. She had a big Vice magazine article.
Marnie is the worst.
Explain to me why... No, I completely agree with you, but explain to me why.
She's just so manipulative. She's just so selfish, and like, I don't know, just the way she treats her ex-boyfriend is so terrible.
I think every girl crushes an ex-boyfriend like that, though.
I know, but she just keeps doing it repeatedly.
But he is hanging out with her, and he has a new girlfriend. She's kind of being crushed now.
Yeah, but she just wants to mess it up. Like, she messed it up when she, like, went to the house, and he went upstairs, and she was feeling, like, all crushed, and he kissed her, and then she's like, I have a boyfriend. And she's not really dating that guy yet
but
or
she's
anything.
She's not interested.
She just
in
wanted
boyfriend.
To be yeah. cruel to him. She wanted him to come up there, and she wanted to crush him some more.
She didn't want that. She just wanted the ex-girl. She wanted to show her power move after that new girlfriend tried to be mean to her. If you're going to say some crazy shit and be as the new girlfriend...
The new girlfriend is definitely crazy.
The new girlfriend's terrible, right? She really annoys me as a person. With her stupid hippie clothes that she wears. Her little, like, I'm an Indian...
But I get where she's coming from.
Yeah, but she's also
a bitch. Do you want this... Yeah, but do you want this, like, ex-girlfriend that your boyfriend is... Would you accept your boyfriend hanging out with any ex-girlfriend that crushed him?
Okay, here's the thing. When... Your boyfriend that you're dating currently wants to hang out with your ex-girlfriend and clearly loves her. The problem is not the ex-girlfriend. The problem is the dude. So you take it out on the dude, you don't see him, or you yell at him or whatever, or you get over it. I would do a ban if I was a new girlfriend.
Yeah, you have to do a ban. That's a ban situation. He should ban. I don't know why he's even hanging out with her anymore. Like, why is he even allowing her to be in his life at all?
Yeah.
She's committed bannable offenses.
Definitely. I mean, especially after the sleeping in the bed, I probably would have broken up with that guy.
You would have broken after
if my boyfriend right now was like...
Oh, yeah.
My ex came over and she was really sad and she said she needed to snuggle, so I let her in and we snuggled. Over.
But the whole thing where she, like, broke up with him and then... got him back, like, to see if he could... Or I guess he broke up with her in the first season. But, yeah. Like, she, like, prompted it from the diary entry.
Yeah.
And then she, like, tells him that she makes a mistake and he comes back. And then when he comes back to her, she dumps him. She's such a bitch. Hate her. Hate her guts.
Yeah.
I get... What's so good about the show is that I totally get where she's coming from with everything she does.
Yeah.
But I don't like that place.
She's just really immature. Also, I acted exactly like that when I was 19.
So you are like Marnie.
No, but I would never do it now.
You wouldn't do it now.
Yeah.
You're Marnie all grown up.
You know, if there's a character on Girls that waited until Sex and the City was on and then jerked off, you could say that you used to be like that, but
Adam.
You're definitely not like now. You know what I mean?
I just say I'm not like that now.
Oh my god!
I don't have to be like that.
In the privacy of your own room, please. So that's the thing. I pulled that move when I was 19 because I didn't really know what else to do, and then now I would never ever do that.
What do you think of that boyfriend?
I think he just reminds me of my boyfriend when I was
19. So you would you like him? Would you do him?
Yeah.
You would, but he's tainted by how pathetic he looks next to her.
No, here's the thing. When you meet that boyfriend when you're young, you go out with him, get bored, do whatever.
So is that all that's wrong with him? Is he's boring?
No, just let me finish. So okay. You like do that, and then you break up with him and crush him, whatever. And you're like, whatever. I'm young and I'm hot. I'm gonna go make out with these really exciting guys, and that'll be great. And then, like, she's about to find out. She's getting crushed by, like, 10 of those exciting guys in a row. And then realize that, like, the ex-boyfriend wasn't... I mean, maybe they weren't compatible. Or maybe she just needed to date more in her life. You know? Like, I'm definitely at a point now where I would, like, really... Like, I do really appreciate my nice boyfriend. Like, I've definitely been crushed by, like, terrible guys that basically hate all men. So, like, if there's one that I don't hate, and then two, we're going to throw in Josh, and three, we throw in Dave, our other roommate, you know? So there's, like, you know, we've got to fuck one of them, so, you know, it's just, like, I mean, yeah, like, if she had met, like, if you meet that dude when you're 29, you marry him.
Okay.
I don't think she's really bored. Like, she didn't know what bored was. She just wanted to, like, fuck that exciting artist guy. And once that artist guy crushes her and gives her herpes, then she'll want a, you know, a nice guy.
There's probably no one on the show I hate more than that artist guy. Oh, my God. And you know what? The only people I hate more than that artist guy are the women that fall for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. When he locked her in that TV thing, I mean, that would have been game over for you right there. You would have fucking murdered him.
I would have crushed the TVs also. I would have crushed the TVs and escaped.
That was terrifying. What is this world that Lena Dunham lives in where this shit goes on?
Yeah, she does live in a weird... I definitely never lived in that world.
I lived in New York, and I don't even feel like I quite lived... I was a young person in New York.
But could you have... You were also in school.
I was a young, different. Unattractive oh, yeah, girl in New God. York.
So would you... Yeah, like, what... It's just not as crazy, right? There's, like, a lot more nights of just eating potato chips that's not featured in Girls.
Every night.
If I mean, I guess if you had just highlighted, like, some of the craziest nights
I've
had.
No, but I mean, by comparison to, like, the amount of crazy shit that's... I mean, some pretty crazy shit happened when I lived in New York. For sure.
It's just... It's all deluded.
I've had nights where I accidentally, like, ended up at a party that you just wouldn't believe existed.
Right. Remember that party we went to in Venice?
Which one?
With John Levy. And all of the weed was being handed out there. And they had all the free drinks. Did you know that good? No, it was Mike Adada. I'm sorry, I'm confusing you. Sorry, listeners. Just a trip down memory lane without Josh.
Oh, man. Well, what happened at this crazy party?
It was like one of those crazy parties that you think would, like, it would, like, exist in a Wes Anderson movie. And it just, like, it was, like, all these white sheets on the walls and, like, catered by free and, like, free, like, expensive drinks and, like...
I went to this party in New York, which I only later found out after going to it was a hooker hot tub party.
Bro, wait, what does that mean?
It means that so I was a magician, and it was Halloween, and I had, like, a bunch of shows I was hired to do on Halloween, but I met this guy who was like, dude, you gotta come to this party after you're done with your shows. Mm-hmm. There's gonna be all these hot girls there. It's in a penthouse apartment, this really nice penthouse. Mm-hmm. You know, bring some friends and stuff. So I brought two friends, and it was like what he promised, like a bunch of hot girls. There was a moat jacuzzi that, like, went around the building and, like, was a jacuzzi. Whoa. It was fucking awesome.
Sounds dangerous. You fall off?
No. It was like you're in a jacuzzi. You're not gonna fall off. Okay. There was like a guard thing.
Okay.
And all these girls, and, like, I'm like, hey, they're all being, like, very receptive to me. I'm like, this is so strange. And one of the friends I brought with me was this girl that I was friends with. And during the party, she met this guy, and she was, like, she'd just gotten out of a relationship, and she was, like, interested in hooking up and, like, a casual fling. Mm-hmm. And the guy was basically like, do you want to hook up? And she was like, yeah. And then he handed her $200.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, oh, no. And it was always a weird situation to me because it was like, here you are. You want to have sex with this guy.
Yeah.
You're not really looking for anything more than that with him.
Right.
You didn't ask for $200. He hands you $200. And because he handed you $200, you now neither accept $200
nor
have sex with the person you wanted to have sex with.
Right. Right.
You would have done the same thing, right?
I think if you're going to maintain your integrity as a person, you got to do that.
All right, but is it really being a prostitute because you're not having sex with him for the money? You're just not saying, no, you're having sex with him and taking the money. Is it really any different than, like, he takes you to this, you know, this guy, like, you like this guy, you want to have sex with him, he takes you to this really expensive dinner, but instead of taking you to the really expensive dinner, he was just like, here, buy dinner on me. And make it nice.
Here's why it's different. Because she wanted to have sex with that guy, right? And yes, it was just based on looks, but it's also based on, like, if he had been wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt and, like, screaming about Jaeger shots, maybe she wouldn't have pursued him, correct? So there was some baseline. I'm not saying she liked his personality. I'm saying she didn't find any horrible red flags to get rid of his personality, right? He's nodding, but yes, for the podcast. Yes, right? Correct. There is something. So if he had said, hey, I really want to sleep with you tonight. Do you want to hook up? And she said, yes. And then he said, by the way, just information. If he had just said no, I would have immediately gone and bought a hooker. And also, I like to attend hooker parties. Then she'd probably be like, you know, I'm going to change my mind. So that's it was the information that she was getting.
It was that plus, like, this girl that I thought I was getting along with. who, like, I was, like, sort of leaving the party with,
mm-hmm.
when this guy comes over and goes, oh, man, I wanted that girl. And, like...
But you figured it out through that comment?
Just the combination of that, what okay. happened with her, and my other friend at the party,
oh my God.
John Levy, being, like, that was a hooker hot tub party.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Crazy parties. I don't know. There weren't really any crazy parties in Atlanta.
It's not you just happens. Never seen, like, the crazy part. You know,
about to go to New York,
never,
man.
I've never called you and been like, what are you doing tonight? And you've been like, going to this crazy party. Normally, like, what are you doing tonight? You're like, it starts out with that, and then it's like, I'm going to this chemistry party.
Hey, I actually have a good chemistry party next weekend.
A good one?
A good one.
Really?
A really good one.
With, like, young single girls?
Yeah.
I'm there.
All right, next Friday.
I'm there. Maybe I'll do a little bit of chemistry.
Probably not, if I had to guess. Probably not. Do no real nor fake chemistry.
Who's the male Lena Dunham looking dude?
Oh, my God. Have we gone over all the characters?
Do we talk about... what about Patrick Wilson's character?
I don't know who that is.
The guy in the last episode.
Oh, the doctor who's good-looking and middle-aged? Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, that'd be a dangerous situation with that.
Now, do you think he would have wanted to see her again if she didn't cry?
He probably would...
But not in, like, a serious way.
If she had left her number, I bet he would have called it. He seemed like a good guy who felt bad.
But he would have just been doing it because he felt bad.
Maybe. But it's also hard to, like, transition from such an intense thing like that.
Do you want a good guy who feels bad calling you?
If I'm completely alone? Yes. I've tried to guilt my way into many... post-hookup relationships, and none of them have worked. It's for the best, but I could have tricked them, I would have.
I've guilted my way into a couple couple of hookups. Probably.
Well, okay, wait, are we done? Do we do all the characters?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's time to marry, murder, fuck.
All right, well, since...
Do we want to do what we did with,
yeah, we gotta
with Sex in the City, where we do marry, murder, fuck, mm-hmm. and have a bad breakup with?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ask me first, since the girls are the main characters.
So, it would be Adam.
Adam.
The...
Ray.
Which one's Ray?
Alex Karpowski.
Ray.
Mm-hmm.
The...
Charlie.
The first boyfriend.
Charlie, the ex-boyfriend.
Charlie. Oh, did we talk about the... We didn't talk about the lawyer dude.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta know what you think about him.
Well, okay, as a comedian, I think he's really funny.
Okay.
Chris O'Dowd. As a... I don't know. I think I might actually get along with him.
You might actually get along with him, minus him seeing hookers.
Well, see, the thing, because, well, he probably wouldn't tell me about that. I mean, I don't know. Argyris said his uncle invited him to go visit hookers.
Would you break up with Argyris immediately if you found out he slept with a hooker?
I don't know. I've put all this time in at this point. Like, I've got, like, a bunch of stuff at his apartment.
Better to you that your boyfriend sleeps with a hooker than, like...
Why would he tell me that?
I'm not saying he tells you that. Information. You find this out.
Wait, like not when we're going out. Wait, yeah, no. While you're dating. You mean he cheats on me with a hooker?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You just definitely... Oh, okay, so if you found out he was with a hooker in the past, you wouldn't break up with him.
I don't know. Why is he telling me this?
Just being, you're just having a moment where you're being real open. Scrapbook
and there's a
you're
hooker just being page.
Real, real. him, he's drunk with a hooker.
He like went to the Michaels and got like stickers of like strip. Like, a
picture of him like the entrance of the cat house. Thumbs up.
Ticket from the stripper ride.
Going to scrap his like a pair of pants.
Why he'd be just, honest? What? But I don't know why he'd be honest about that.
But you would actually like you would actually consider breaking up with a boyfriend if you knew that they went to a hooker in
I
the past.
I would just be like, all right, I feel like going to my apartment right now, and then I'd go there and then call people and be upset about it, and then probably eventually not break up.
And then just
you
tell all your friends that your boyfriend was with a hooker once.
Not all my friends, the close ones, and my mom.
Note to self, men listening to our podcast: don't tell your girlfriends anything about your past.
Anything about your past, unless you want their mom to know.
So you want their mom and. All their friends to know.
Well, here's the thing about the... You know that really uncomfortable conversation?
You wouldn't just forgive him for something that he did in his past before
Probably,
he
but I'd be, like, upset about it before because it's gross.
You'd leave his apartment? You'd make him feel all bad about it?
Yes, that's still, the punishment.
You'd still, like, you'd continue to punish him even though...
It would only be for, like, 24 hours. Short punishment in my book. It's a short amount of punishment.
I know. I'm going on, like, 7 months of punishment right now.
There's less dishes in the sink, though, so you're off punishment right now.
The part I'm, off, was I'm off punishment.
Yeah.
You're punishing me? I didn't notice. I'm sorry.
Okay, but anyway, so Thomas John.
I pretty much had about as much sex before and after you started punishing me.
Ew. Not sex punishment.
I don't know how else women punish men.
But no, scowling, which is really just reflects right off you. Some me? Men it gets to.
Some it gets to, and I am just like a mirror.
This is nothing. That's why it's not really punishment, but nevertheless, you're off it.
It's just your own personal punishment.
It is. I can't help it. This is how I'm wired.
Just constantly scowling.
Okay, but no, but Thomas John, the venture capitalist, the thing is that, like, you know that conversation with the parents that, like, it's, like, torn down?
Oh, that wouldn't have happened with you.
No, I'd have, you know how many answers I have about fake careers for parents that I'm meeting? Do you know how many times I say stand-up comedian? None. There's so many things that happen before stand-up comedian. So, yeah, so that'd be fine. His eyes are a little bit close together. That's my one issue with him.
Eyes are a little close together?
Eyes are a little close together.
Oh, God. You're done next.
Okay, fine. His eyes are a lot close together, but it's a little bit bothering me. All right, so those are the four guys?
Those are the four guys.
Him. Okay. So Thomas John, Charlie, the ex-boyfriend, Ray, and Adam. And
essentially, they're four boyfriends.
Right. Marry, fuck, kill, relationship for a long time, then break up. All right. So, really...
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
I feel like you're gonna marry Alex Karpovsky.
Okay.
You're gonna have the bad breakup with the lawyer dude.
Okay.
You're gonna fuck the ex-boyfriend. Okay. And murder Adam.
Okay. Yeah, you're incorrect. I'm sorry.
Can I say where I'm incorrect? You're gonna marry the ex-boyfriend dude and just fuck Alex Karpovsky.
Still wrong.
Really?
Okay. Here's where we're going.
Marrying Chris O'Dowd?
The only thing we know, I mean, I have five ex-boyfriends, Josh. And combined, they have four PhDs and one medical degree. We don't know how educated Charlie is. I'm sorry. We just don't know.
Charlie, the ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. And Ray is homeless. Yeah, you know, I realized, you know, we always talk about this, like, you think I don't, like, believe in myself enough to get the, like, charismatic, like, good-looking guy who's, you know, wooing women or whatever. But what I, like, my top thing is just, like, I mean, I can't help it. I'm, like, a career snob. I really, really do care about that stuff. Like, especially if I'm getting married to. I'm not trying. I'm already the fucking financial drain suck as, like, an arts career. I gotta find a stable career. It's the only option. So, gotta marry Thomas
John. That's why I figured you had the bad breakup with him, because we've already witnessed that a bad breakup includes getting $11,000.
But aren't they married?
They're married.
Yeah, so she should get half.
Maybe she could. Can you get half if you marry someone and divorce them in, like, 2 weeks?
It's not 2 weeks, it's a few months, probably.
Whatever, but can you get half of someone's life?
You can get more than 11,000.
How much can you... don't ever get married, people listening to this podcast. Just don't do it if you can...
Yeah.
She does not deserve anything out of that. She already got what she deserved out of that.
Yeah, she got to have free rent for a while.
She got free rent, she got puppies.
Returned the puppies.
She got plenty of money.
Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know, I think I get along with Thomas John the best. Because at the end of the day, I mean, he seems kind of edgy, right? He would, like, go on that vacation to Mexico with me. That'd be really fun. Except I, like, wouldn't be flaky. I would, like, impress the parents. It'd be great. We're a match made in heaven. He's a hilarious comedian.
But you also know about, you're not dating the comedian, you're dating the lawyer dude who sleeps with hookers.
But I don't know about that.
Do you not know about that? You do right now when you're making this decision.
He did get in a nasty fight with her, too. I don't like people that get in nasty fights like that. Like, they really said what they really, like, mean things to destroy each other. Like, any two people that know each other could destroy each other in a fight, and it's up to, like, your respect of the other person not to do that, and they both didn't have it. So that'd be really frustrating. And the only other one is Charlie. We don't really know what he does. But he seems, I don't know. Yeah, he seems really nice. At any rate, we're definitely killing Adam and fucking Ray.
Karpovsky?
Yeah. And it's either up to marrying... You're right. You bring a good point. He did the...
You already said on the show that Charlie was, like, the type of guy that you're, like...
That you would marry. But he's just so young. We don't really know about, like... We don't really know about him, right? We know Marnie got bored with him.
All you know about maybe the he's other funny guy is he's and rich and he likes prostitutes.
No, he had way more, like,
don't you feel like Karpovsky is going to, like, leave you when you get old for some younger, hotter chick?
Karpovsky is...
No,
you're right. I changed my mind. I'm marrying Charlie, the ex-boyfriend, and I'm, I guess, dating and breaking up with... Well, then I might as well date Ray. Okay, fine. Then I'm dating and breaking up with Ray. I'm killing Adam. I'm marrying Charlie, and I guess I'm fucking the venture capitalist just so I can see that apartment. All right, so what about you? Four girls. I'm interested. Let me guess. I don't think you know, so let me guess. All right. So... The only ones I'm gonna say it's a real difficult decision. They're really evenly. Let me guess. Okay, I think you're gonna marry.
And the added breakup one is like adds a whole new dimension that makes this difficult.
I think you're gonna marry Lena Dunham because it's the only one that you could possibly have a chance of spending that time together. I think you're going to fuck the blonde one, Jessa. You're gonna kill Marnie, and you're gonna go out with and then break up with. Jessa. No, Shoshana. Sorry. It's really only down to Lena and Shoshana.
You see, part of you makes sense in what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
But here are my problems.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the huge issues, glaring issues with all of them.
Yeah.
In marrying Lena Dunham, I'm already accepting that it's like, I'm already not attracted to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, spending the rest of my life with someone who I'm just going to constantly want
to
cheat on.
You'd have to cheat. Yeah, you'd want to cheat. That'd be really annoying.
You know? And I just feel like Lena's, you know, not into changing that.
So you'd have to marry Shoshana. But I feel like you'd also want to cheat on her, right?
And, you know... Shoshana just, like... would want to just fucking kill myself after a while.
It'd be really boring. Can you imagine having to talk to her every night? Like, every day. How was your day, honey? And you have to, like, talk to her.
And I would hate Marnie. And I would probably... Jessa would drive me crazy.
Well, okay, if you want to cheat on someone...
Jessa would drive me crazy. I would hate Marnie, though. Like, I would, like Jessa, but she would, make me insane.
I mean, if you want to cheat on someone, though, marry Jessa, because she'll be cheating on you.
That's true. I don't want to cheat on anyone, but it's, almost like I feel like...
If you don't like these people, then yeah. Then it's not good.
It's almost like Shoshana, man. It's like Shoshana, the reason to get into the breakup with Shoshana thing is because you're going to have the cleanest, easiest breakup with Shoshana. You know?
Okay.
Definitely don't want to do the date and break up with Marnie, because Marnie is the worst.
Well, if you care about her, would you think you would end up caring about her?
I don't know. End up caring about all of them.
Okay, so you would be crushed by her.
Shoshana, I would almost want to do the breakup, the date and breakup thing with, because it would just be fucking a crazy fucking time. Shoshana?
Shoshana?
No. I meant Jessa. Jessa, I would want to do the date and breakup with.
Yeah, you'd have a life experience.
It would be like this wild fucking experience that I had with just crazy good sex.
Right.
And real hot and heavy and just a real experience.
Okay.
So I'm probably leaning towards that. And I guess it really ultimately makes the most sense, because I'm not really so attracted to Shoshana over Hannah.
Also, eventually you'll get old and it won't become as important and she can still talk to her.
Yeah, and as long as she's as cool with me cheating on her for the majority of our relationship.
Which is definitely not true.
Well, as long as she's cool with me trying to cheat on her for the majority of our relationship. No. I could like her. If she it's not even I need her to be anorexic. I just think that she should, try to be better. I try to be better.
Are you accomplishing that?
Little by little.
Okay.
I've definitely lost weight.
Maybe you guys can be on a diet together.
Let's go on a diet together. You make it sound like I'm fat.
But you're accusing someone who's not really... I don't view her as fat. If you saw her walking down the street, you wouldn't say that person is fat.
But I wouldn't say that person's attractive.
Right.
But I think Lena Dunham could be attractive if she lost...
Well, good luck getting in a relationship with someone who you want to lose weight from the get-go.
No, that's why I wouldn't get into a relationship with someone I want to lose weight from the get-go.
I gotta get into
a relationship with someone I'm okay gaining a little bit of weight.
So do you have a final answer?
Yeah, I guess I'm marry Lena Dunham.
All right. Well, wow, this fucking turned a fucking... Since the beginning of this podcast, you were the fucking shit that's coming out of your mouth, and now you're marrying Lena Dunham?
Not having sex with her, but with sexless marriage. Marrying Lena Dunham, I'm getting into the incredibly steamy relationship with Jessa.
Uh-huh.
Just having hate sex with Marnie.
Oh, because she's attractive.
Yeah, I guess. And I don't want to kill Shoshana because she's so sweet. I kind of want to. All right, no, I'm changing it.
Okay,
I'm changing it. So when we say marry, murder, fuck, are we just fucking them one time? It's just a one-time thing. It's a one-night stand.
Yes.
All right, now I'm hate-fucking Marnie, and I'm killing Shoshana.
Okay. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.